This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Benny Snell Jr., Kareth White, Jalen Samuels, Trey Edmonds, Mike Tomlin. What's up with the running backs?
It's just the way we're constructed right now, man. We got all hands on deck, you know, and we're getting to know Kay White and some of the things he's capable of doing, and we got a decent mix right now. Those guys complementing each other, and so we're going to stay in this mode, until we're back at full strength.
Kay White's averaging 7 yards a carry. Benny Snell didn't have a great day yesterday, 2.5 yards a carry, and putting the ball on the ground once as well. What's this backfield look like? How confident are we in it without the return of James Conner anywhere near imminent?
Well, I'll say this, that I think this is personal opinion. That's what it's all is here. And I don't think it's a hot take. Kareth White, for me, is the best halfback on this team right now. And that's Benny Snell included.
Yeah, he should be getting more run.
I like the way that he makes people miss. I don't like that he went out of bounds in an important part of the football game. But I'll tell you what. I like the way that he makes people miss. I like the things that he does. And let's not forget, for all that Benny Snell did good yesterday, he's the latest Pittsburgh Steelers skill player to put the football on the ground in what was a tight game in a big situation. I'm not going to bury the guy for it, and he shouldn't be. He should be looked at for what he did.
No, and
he went out
love
there. He runs with a purpose. There was one point in the game yesterday where he literally threw a punch at a guy as a stiff arm,
yes,
which I love. He runs to hurt people, and I love it.
Benny Snell's yards after contact are some of the most fun to watch in the game because that's the way he's always going to run, and I love that. And I do think until Conner is back, and who knows what James Conner's role is on this team, if he's even back this year, the way this thing's playing out at this point. He'll be on today at 5 o'clock, I'm sure, to talk with Pony and Mueller about it. But I like using Benny Snell as the number one, assuming he can hold on to the football, to sort of tenderize the defense, beat guys up, punch them in the mouth, sometimes quite literally, and then you let Kareth White work as the change of pace because he seems to have that extra gear that I don't know if Benny Snell has as far as breakaway speed.
He runs the ball a little like Willie Parker to me, Kareth White.
A little up and a little, and definitely fast, yeah.
Well, he's got that burst, and if he picks the right place, and boom, he's through it, and there's an extra 5 or 6 yards. You know, I wonder if he can catch the ball. Now, Samuels had a good game yesterday, had a couple of nice catches.
After getting decapitated. Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not crazy about Samuels running the ball, though.
I am not crazy about Coach Randy running the shotgun with, like, 5 minutes left, or running the Wildcat with Samuels with, like, 5 minutes left, and also then having a timing sort of little pop pass thing with him late in the game either. Like,
we don't need to mess
around. We'll get into
with
that in a little bit. Right. But I think, for me, Jim, if you're looking like all around back right now of the ones that are eligible to play, White may be the best.
Kay White. If he can catch the ball, you know, to get him out in space, as they say, it looks like he can do some damage. And at least although he got bottled up on at least one return yesterday, at least
Snell's yards per carry just aren't enough.
But at the end of the game, at the end of the game in the fourth quarter, when the Steelers had to control the ball and they ended up only kicking a field goal, Benny Snell was a big part of that.
I like him in that role. I do. I like him to close games out.
I don't mind using him early, using him late, and then again, you don't have any backs on this team right now outside of this Kareth White kid who have the breakaway speed potential. Their longest run of the year is 45 yards by that one run by Trey Edmonds. Everybody else is long is in the 20 to 25 range.
I can use Benny Snell's 3 yards a carry when I'm trying to close a game out.
You're trying to get 2 yards.
Yes, I can use that. I don't know if I can use that on first down anymore. In an early down situation, a down and distance, 1-10, you know, 2-8, whatever, if you feel like you got to hand the football off, I like my chances with Kareth White more than Benny Snell. Give me Benny Snell to close a game out when people's legs are wobbly. Give it to me when it's 3rd and 1 because I know he's going to push that pile forward. But I don't know if he's a 1st and 10 back right now, Benny Snell. I don't know.
What's crazy is that we're talking about this right now, and this is a playoff team right now. Right now, as we sit here and look at things, if we're talking about Benny Snell and Kareth White splitting carries and Jalen Samuels as kind of a third down, and this offense, with all its blemishes, all its bruises, this is still a team because of the defense that's right there in the conversation, which is just wild.
You know my new favorite guy is Deion Kane.
Yeah, you like
did
him.
Did you see him photobomb the defense?
I did. I like
after,
that.
After one of the interceptions,
that
I'm going,
catch
wait a minute.
Was pretty.
Yes, he's made the first catch he had a couple weeks ago. That was a combat catch.
I'll say it again. I can't believe the running game has functioned without a functioning tight end or a fullback all year like this.
Oh,
and
now
it's hurt again.
Yeah.
It's something. It really is something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.